Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Mia and Archer with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, local sculptor Lindy Lee has unveiled her latest sculpture as a part of the new Queen's Wharf precinct development. The bronze oblong stands 8 metres tall and is called Being Swallowed by the Milky Way and features thousands of perforations that mimic a light-filled galaxy of stars when the internal light in the sculpture shines. The piece was commissioned by the Star Group for the new casino being built in Brisbane, set to open on August 29th. The Queensland island that inspired the cult classic film adaptation The Chronicles of Narnia is up for sale. North Queensland located Little Green Island is currently owned by producer Douglas Gresham, who worked on the beloved Narnia movie series. He is also the stepson of beloved author C.S. Lewis. Originally sold to Gresham for a cool $2.45 million in 2009, the 25.5-hectare island with its three-bedroom property is up for auction on the 16th of September. In national news, owning a crocodile as a pet has become an election issue in the Northern Territory as the Labor Party flags a ban under a new crocodile management plan. Worried crocodile enthusiasts say the ban puts saltwater crocodiles who cannot be rehomed as pets in risk and have the possibility of being killed instead. The Northern Territory election is on Saturday, and if the country Liberal Party wins, they may be able to overturn the ban and continue to rehome and save local crocs.
Representatives of the salmon industry will travel to Canberra to meet with politicians over the future of aquaculture in Macquarie Harbour. In 2023, Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek has warned that efforts to save critically endangered moundskate, a type of ray found only in Macquarie Harbour, could halt salmon farming in the region. Tasmanian salmon farmers have voiced their concerns over their future job security and fear having to leave the West Coast to pursue work, uprooting their families. In international news, a woman classified by Guinness World Records as the oldest person in the world died on the 19th of August at the age of 117. Maria Brañas Morera died in Spain at the Residencia Santa Maria del Turo Nursing in Olot, Catalonia, where she lived since 2000. The title of oldest woman living was passed to Brañas Morera when Lucille Randon died in 2023 at the age of 118. For your weather today, Brisbane is a little foggy but clearing up. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.